I think there's definitely ordinary rocks, you know, river rocks, basalt, granites, you know. But then there's pretty rocks, agates, jaspers, petrified woods, like the Willy Wonka of rocks and gems.
Hello and welcome to You Know the Place, the show that explores the Idaho businesses, groups, and locations you always drive by, but never seem to visit. I'm Joel Wayne, and this is my co-host, Lazy LD Daily.
Losing it over here.
You really are.
Oh my goodness.
I missed you last week. I missed this, all of it.
What's going on this week?
What's going on?
I'm going to take a week off. You were off doing some cool stuff, but now we're back at it. It's your time. You're up.
I got another drop in, Stewart's Gem Shop. And I would not have known of it if I hadn't walked by there.
You're always walking by. Like, do you even have a car?
This was when I was dropping off the car at a mechanic. And then I was like, oh, I'll just walk downtown. Because it was near downtown. It was on Idaho. And I'm walking, and it's kind of like, here's a house, here's a house, here's a gem shop, here's a house. And it's this little place. It looks like it was built in, like, the 70s. It looks like an old bank or something under this huge pine tree, and it's called Stewart's Gem Shop. And I thought, yeah, that's the place.
Okay, gems like jewelry?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Opal, star garnet.
Oh, garnet is my birthstone. That's about all I know about gems.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny because I've seen, if you're talking about like a neighborhood, house, sometimes you'll see a house that converts part of it, you know, maybe the upstairs or a side room into a hair salon or a barber shop, but a jeweler or a gem shop, that's new. It's probably not new. You said it looks like it's been there.
No, it looks like it's been there a long time, particularly with the landscaping out front.
Okay, so then your central concern for Stewart's Gem Shop.
I think this goes back to some of the other central concerns that we've had in the past, namely, how do they stay in business?
Yeah.
It's such a niche audience, such a niche market. And I know there are other gem shops in town too. So number one, you're competing against the bigger players. You're competing against the internet too, because you can buy gemstones online.
All your gemstones
you can,
online. Yeah.
I buy all of mine online
exactly.
These days.
Right.
On the Amazon marketplace. Yeah. And how do you compete against the other specialty stores in town too, the other small gemologists?
Who may not be located in the heart of a neighborhood.
Right, who maybe have more traffic. There's one up on Vista, mm-hmm. You know, that gets a lot more drive-by traffic.
Right.
So yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, I'm down.
I think it's a good candidate, though, for walking in and just talking to someone. Because I also assume a place like this, the person who's going to be in there is probably the owner or the person who manages it, and, mm-hmm. and they... It's not like you have just like a front desk person and then,
right?
You know.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So
just pulled up. Impressions, thoughts, things that may strike you.
It's not what I thought. I thought it was like literally a jewelry store, but there are like, I can see in the front windows.
Yeah.
What are those? What is that?
Like, like it looks like thunder eggs, you know, or like crystals.
But that's not, for some reason, I was thinking like just the local version of Jared. Those kind of
as
gems.
In he went to.
Yes.
No,
this is not that.
That is not that.
Okay,
at all.
Well, I'm a little more interested now.
I think it's more, it's more like geology and gemology.
Sweet.
Yeah, and it looks, I mean, it's, I don't know what style they call that. Pizza Hut style.
It does look like it could have been an old Pizza Hut.
Yeah, and a stone facade on the front. And yeah, pine and juniper bushes, and yeah, it's just an interesting place.
Says they're open.
Should we check her out?
Might as well. We're here.
All right. Wow. Yeah, I feel like I'm being tested now in terms of my knowledge of, like, is this amethyst, and then there's... Hi there.
Hi.
We produce a podcast for Boise State Public Radio.
Yeah.
About local businesses, places that you drive by every day, and
Unfortunately, you don't drive by this every day because we're kind of tucked away.
I walked by it the other day on the way from somewhere to somewhere, and I had never seen it before. And I said, we're adding that to the list.
We're like a little hidden treasure.
Yeah.
It's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah. I'm Joel, by the way.
I'm Brent Stewart.
Brent?
Yep.
Brent Stewart. Oh, okay. So it's a last name, Stewart.
That's right. I'm a third generation.
Oh. So how long have you been here?
72 years.
In this location?
Not quite this location. The garage on the corner and back of that far house over there, the gray house, that used to be the first shop in 1945.
Wow. Okay.
We got a bigger oil or watercolor painting of it.
Yeah.
That I can show you.
Very cool.
So that was the first shop in 1945, and we were the first rock shop west of the Mississippi in 1945. And we think we're the oldest one in the country still going in the same family name.
Wow.
Yeah. And so in 1956, we built half of this building right here. And then in 1972, we doubled the size. That's the 1972 picture right there.
It's a lot larger than, like, I guess from looking outside and then coming in here. This is a large shop.
Well, when you've been here 72 years, it's not really that big. We've
because it's full
of stuff. We're adding containers and storage sheds, and we got the first shop here is pumped full of stuff. So, yeah, it'd be nice if we had another story or, you know.
True.
Right?
Could build up, yeah.
That's the next 72, though.
Right. Yeah.
Well, then.
Brent gives us a rundown of the shop before relaying a little history about the store's founder, his grandfather.
Our claim to fame is the Idaho Star Garnet. So it was in 1951 that my grandfather pioneered and discovered the Idaho Star Garnet. And then in the late 60s, he had it lobbied through legislation to become our state stone. But we have been doing rocks and gems here in the state of Idaho and Eastern Oregon for about 80 years. And so, like, when it comes to your collector agates and jaspers, or let me put it to you this way, when it comes to rocks and gems in this state, and we are the gem state, my grandfather pioneered, discovered, and even named some of them. Then, my grandfather named a Waihee pitcher jasper. Three guys were out chasing wild horses over by Three Fingers right there, out near Waihee's. And as Ralph Fusen, Bruce Marcus, and Kenny Gilbert, they're gentlemen from Nampa. And they came across this rock, and they knew my grandfather worked with rocks. So my grandfather went out there. He got some of the material, started putting it into a rock saw. And he noticed it looked a lot like the landscape where it came from.
I was going to say, it looks so much like a canvas, like a painting on canvas.
So he called it a Waihee pitcher jasper.
Brent pulls out a frame with a variety of a Waihee pitcher jasper pinned behind the glass. They look like either a landscape painting or a Rorschach test, depending, I guess, on your temperament.
That's great.
So these are some classic cabs here that he's cut. Where you got the mountains, a lake with the reflections in it, and then the sky. This is a good arid desert. We got a flying saucer. And I go do presentations all over the state. I go up to Lewiston twice a year and go to schools all around the Treasure Valley. Fruitland Elementary, Melba, you know, you name it. I do the Rendezvous in Meridian where they bust in 3,500 fourth graders. But there's a flying saucer, a squirrel. This is one of their favorites here, you know. There's an old whiskey jug with flowers, a robin pulling a worm out of the ground. Uh-huh. And then their favorite's the helicopter picking up Snoopy. So Waihee pitcher jasper, he named it.
What do people mostly use it for? Like decorative purposes like this or jewelry?
Well, yeah, you can make specimens out of it for collectors who collect fine agates and jaspers. You can cut it and make bolo ties or make it into pendants. He named and discovered this petrified wood on the backside of the Waihee Reservoir. It's a very famous petrified wood. It's called Grassy Mountain.
Okay, so I don't know. Maybe you are, too. I have no idea how this stuff comes about, I mean, you just find something like this and then you cut it open? And you said something about a rock saw? What is the process of that? I have no idea. Don't look at me like I'm crazy, man. I feel like a lot of people...
Well, full disclosure, my best friend growing up, his dad was a geology professor. And so we would go to different... I'm from Eastern Oregon originally.
Yeah, what part?
And Pendleton.
Pendleton.
And so we used to go on little expeditions.
Yeah.
You know, Painted Hills, different places where you can go and look around. So
back where I'm from.
It's all good.
When people come into the store and they go, well, why are you guys called the Gem State? This is one of the panels that I like to show them. All of these are from Idaho.
Oh, wow. So that's the Star Garnet.
That is the Star Garnet. This is a Star Sapphire from Brundage Mountain out of McCall. You do need direct light to see the star. So that is an Idaho Star Garnet.
Oh, cool.
Two places in the world it's found, Idaho and India, and it's more rare than a Star Sapphire or Star Ruby. It's our state gemstone and January birthstone. You know, another
Brent shows us a number of other rocks and gemstones, including a few more star garnets and Idaho opal, before describing the typical clientele that walks through the doors.
And we just had our annual show out at the fairgrounds. So there's a lot of people that are rock hound enthusiasts who like to go looking for rocks. We got a lot of people that come in out of state looking for star garnets. We're the only place in town that has star garnets.
Okay.
We're the only place that really specializes in carrying Idaho materials. Star garnets, lemon yellow opal from Yellow Pine, Idaho. So
sounds like the educational component's definitely a part of it, though, too. I mean, you mentioned going to different conferences or giving presentations to to school kids and stuff.
School kids, then our Idaho Gym Club has a workshop in the back of the garage, out in back of my house, and we teach people how to cut stones, wire wrapping. You have access to a 30-inch rock saw.
So Brent offers to show us around the rock yard and demonstrate how a rock saw works, and LD is feeling a little perturbed that everyone seems to know more about rocks and gems than she does.
I can show you all that stuff here, too. That's kind of what
you want to look around a little bit?
This is all new to me. I feel like I could use that class.
Okay.
They didn't have gemology where I went, okay? Nobody taught us about stones.
Well, it just takes me back because we used to go on these trips. Me and my friend Chris used to go on these trips with his dad. And I would come back with these bags full of rocks, and my mom just couldn't stand it. Bring these big bags of ore back in.
Yeah.
And it was just like, what are you bringing home? Why do you have all this stuff?
So do you just know all this because this is your family business, or did you have to go to school for it? This is all learned information passed down?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
How many people from the family work here, Brent?
Well, my mom and dad are in the office. My sister drove the Boise Tour train for 20 years, but then she retired from it because they don't have it anymore. But she works in here. I got a niece that works in here. So, yeah, it's really family business.
You haven't had anybody rebel in the family against the rocks and been like, no, the rocks aren't for me?
Well, I mean,
be a trapeze
some of us are more interested than others. I like to go dig. I like to get dirty. I like to find rocks and gems, you know.
Tony, one of the other shop employees, not part of the Stewart family, chimes in here.
He's amazing with kids. He goes around to schools and does the star garnets and the whole Idaho gem thing with all the children. When we do our coconuts at our shows, he's the one that runs around and grabs all the kids to bring them close so that they can see what's inside.
It's like the Willy Wonka of rocks and gems.
I was going to say it, but you beat me to it.
Willy Wonka. It's pretty good.
Brent takes us through the back office where we see some canvas paintings of the old shop and meet his niece and mother and father. Then we walk past a line of rock wheels for cutting and polishing stones and gems for jewelry, a rock saw that butts right up against a cubicle, which really seems like a less than ideal place to file paperwork, and the rock yard on our way back to the Idaho Gem Club workshop located behind the store. Tony, the employee we met earlier, is cutting stones on a huge rock saw, which is the loud whirring you hear.
Here you can actually have a clear hood so you can see how the saw is actually working. So that's a 30-inch rock saw. You open that hood up and that blade on that's like gigantic. And so when we have a workshop, everything gets pulled out, you know. So people come here and they can cut a cabochon, and we'll have wire wrapping classes starting up here soon. And
we head back from the workshop and chat a bit more about what differentiates Stewart's Gem Shop from the other local shops.
So it seems like
I mean, a big piece of what differentiates you guys too is the specialty in Idaho and the regional kind of stones, everything too, state stones, and then everything here. Because I know there are other, I mean, there's other gem stores, but none of them I know, I guess, that specialize in the same type of thing, though.
Yeah. Well, we started out as a rock shop.
Yeah.
And there used to be, there used to be Marco's Rock Shop. There used to be Dixie Star here in town. There used to be about five of them, but they didn't last, you know. It's one reason why my grandfather, you know, called it a gem shop as opposed to just a rock shop.
Yeah.
Most people think of a rock shop as some dirty, well, this is messy, dusty, dirty store along U.S., you know.
That's selling thunder eggs
out of a little hut. Right. So here we got some people walking in right now with a bag in their hand, okay? Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you know, a typical type of a deal. So when people go up and maybe dig star garnets, which you can do, and if you go to that Outdoor Idaho rock hunting special, they are up there digging star garnets and opal. So there's a lot of people who go out and dig, and then they bring their stuff in here, and we cut them for them. We can tell them, identify stuff for them. They dug it, they want it cut into a finished piece, so that's what we'll do here.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Glad you guys stopped in.
Yeah.
We are too. Thanks. Awesome. Thank you.
See ya.
Have a good one.
I'm a little ticked off. I didn't know that you knew something about genealogy before you went in there, so I just made an ass of myself.
I don't know any. It's like I know enough to like to identify like three stones out of 1,000 and use a word like thunder egg in that. In the presence of a gemologist.
Like, I just feel like this is something you should have disclosed before we came here.
You know what? It sounds like I'm making this up, but I really, it did not even occur to me that that was like part of why, maybe it was an unconscious desire to go and look at a stone store, like a rock store.
I mean, regardless, I'm glad that we went in. He was super nice. What was his name?
Brent.
He was very kind, and I can't believe that he just would drop everything and show us around like that. I guess that happens sometimes when we go into these places, but it's very nice of them. They don't seem inconvenienced at all.
No, not at all. I think we absolutely ran into the right person who happens to be a natural educator. So we immediately got not only a tour of the place, but a history.
Yeah.
So. Did you hit it?
Yeah, that was good.
All right.
Okay.
Back in the studio, after our lovely rendezvous to Stewart's Gem Shop, curious, what are your first impressions?
Initially, I guess I'd first say it's an institution, you know? It's the oldest gem shop west of the Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi, the third oldest gem club in the States. So there's a lot of history there. It's a fossil, LD.
Yeah, that's funny.
What are your initial impressions?
Well, I thought it was quite charming. That was a very crowded space, and he might have been frustrated or embarrassed by it, but I found it absolutely charming.
Yeah.
He even had, like, his bills and his letters laid out on top of his saws as if it was his desk, and that seemed terribly fitting.
It did, didn't it?
It did. And there was a point when he kind of, his demeanor a little bit was shifting with me throughout, but there was a time when he reminded me of JC from Boise's Rock and Reptile. He actually said, "Hooked on rocks," and I could really just hear the refrain of JC saying something like "hooked on reptiles," and it really stuck out to me because "hooked on rocks or reptiles" is something that I would never say. So it's just a characteristic of maybe those types of very interesting people.
Yeah, that's not you.
You're not hooked
on rocks or reptiles.
I'm not that interesting. So, what about the central concern?
Well, you know, my central concern really was what differentiates this place. I mean, how does this place that is kind of in a suburban area, how does it still attract people? And then how is it differentiated from the other places in town or online retailers? And I think we found out, I think we turned the stone over. So it's a place where other gemologists go. It's the only place in Boise devoted to Idaho rocks and gemstones. They obviously have a presence at a lot of different conferences and trade shows. And then education seems to be a big component of it as well.
Yeah, you're right. They're super proactive, which probably helps them stay relevant in this day and age.
For sure. Final takeaways?
Aside from still being a little ticked off that you had this kind of secret history of being into gems and I looked like a fool. It's okay. I'm getting over it. I'm healing. I honestly, and even after going in there, I have little to no interest in rocks and gems. I really don't. There's not much about them that get me going. But after going in there, there was so much pride. There was so much pride in that place. I mean, and it probably has to do with this huge, long family history, but there was so much of it that, I mean, he actually had me feeling like I was the one who was left out. You know, it wasn't like me asking, who are you and what's going on here? It's like, oh, you haven't been? Oh, let me show you all of these rocks that you should know about. And so I really found myself curious and wanting a little more. I don't know if I'll go in there and buy them, but it makes me feel a little left out. And that's probably the right business model for this.
I feel like you could, I think you could rock a bolo tie with the right opal in it. I'll contradict you a little bit there.
Go for it. That's some tension. I like
it. But again, it's probably has to do with the past.
Your secret past.
In my secret rock past. It did feel almost like it reawakened something in me. It reminded me of when I was a little kid and we used to go camp on the Oregon coast and go into these little touristy rock shops, which he kind of talked a little bit about, you know, and buying agates for a dollar and digging through these polished gemstones.
I'm just shaking my head because you're just using jargon. I can't even keep up.
But I loved that. I used to love doing that. And so there was a part of me that even wanted to wander around a little bit more. But I also know that my wife, if I brought any of that home, my wife would be like, what are you doing with these?
Well, you could just give them to your nephew, right?
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rock on.
Jeez, the puns. You Know the Place is a podcast brought to you by Boise State Public Radio. Our music is James Dean Kendall and the Eastern Oregon Playboys. Our website, if you haven't been yet, is youknowtheplacepodcast.com. You should really check it out. And hey, thanks this week to Brent at Stewart's Gem Shop for getting us all riled up about rocks.
Ted Roms reach out to me from across oblivion.